All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
Episode 6, can you believe it?
Wow, time flies.
We are really hitting our stride here, I think.
I agree.
But hey, you know what time flies? When you're having fun and learning.
That's right.
And we are definitely doing that.
Yeah.
Today, we're diving into something that's got everyone talking. I mean, literally everyone.
Oh, yeah, this one's huge.
It's the boxing match between Jake Paul,
And Mike Tyson.
a YouTuber turned boxer going up against a legendary heavyweight champ.
This is a clash of generations for sure.
And the sources are just as diverse as the matchup itself.
Oh, tell me about it.
We've got Wikipedia for the basic facts, Bolivip US for that in-depth sports analysis, and get this, even Al Jazeera is weighing in on the cultural phenomenon.
Wow, Al Jazeera, huh?
I know, right? When you get Al Jazeera covering a boxing match, you know, it's more than just a fight.
Definitely transcends the sport for sure.
So by the end of this deep dive, you'll not only understand the nuts and bolts of this bout,
The who, what, when, where.
but also the why. What's driving all this hype? Why are people so invested? And is it all just a big spectacle, or is there something more to it?
A lot of good questions.
So let's break it down. First things first, fight night is November 15th, 2024,
Mark your calendars.
at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Fitting, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, kind of fitting, right? A real showdown.
Absolutely.
And get this, it's being broadcast globally on Netflix. So you know they're expecting a massive audience for this.
They wouldn't put it on Netflix otherwise.
Exactly. Now it's officially sanctioned as a professional bout, which is pretty wild considering Tyson is 58 years old.
31 years older than Paul.
31 years. That's a huge age gap.
Biggest in pro boxing history, in fact.
Oh, I did not know that. So 8 2-minute rounds, standard 14-ounce gloves. No championship belts on the line, but there is a hefty $40 million purse up for
That's
grabs.
a whole lot of zeros.
Hold on, $40 million. You just casually drop $40 million like it's nothing.
Well, it is a testament to the drawing power of both these fighters.
I mean, I knew this fight was generating buzz, but that's some serious cash.
Tyson, even after all these years, he's still a boxing legend.
Oh, absolutely.
And Paul, well, he's really turned this whole YouTube to boxing thing into a career.
I mean, it's a wild career path.
Yeah.
But you got to give him credit.
He's making it work.
He is. So, okay, we've got the basics, but what's really interesting to me is the motivation.
What's driving these guys to step into the ring together?
Right. Aside from the 40 million, obviously.
For Paul, it's a chance to prove himself as a legitimate boxer.
He wants to shed that YouTube boxer label.
Exactly. He's been facing tougher and tougher opponents.
He's been working his way up.
And a win against Tyson, well, that would just solidify his place in the boxing world.
Yeah, beating Iron Mike, that would be a game changer.
No doubt about it.
But what about Tyson? What's his angle?
That's a good question. He retired back in 2005, and he's done a few exhibition bouts since then.
Yeah, but this feels different.
It's professional, it's high stakes.
And he's not getting any younger.
Right, and that's where things get a little complicated.
What do you mean?
Well, we can't ignore the fact that Tyson had a pretty serious health scare back in July.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Bolivif US reported he had a ulcer flare-up so bad he was throwing up blood on a plane.
Oh, wow.
The fight was originally scheduled for then, but they had to postpone it.
Yeah, I can see why. Makes you wonder about the wisdom of this whole thing.
58 years old. A recent health scare going up against a guy less than half his age.
Who's hungry to prove himself?
There are definitely some questions about Tyson's fitness, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, is this even safe?
Well, according to Bolivip US, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation is actually investigating Tyson's health.
Really? They're getting involved?
They're doing their due diligence, reviewing his medical records, planning comprehensive physicals before the fight.
Okay, well, that's reassuring at least.
They're not just throwing him in there blindly.
But even with all the precautions, this fight just feels different.
It's got a different vibe.
It's like this weird intersection of sports and entertainment, and almost like a generational clash.
You're hitting on something there. Al Jazeera actually called it a prime example of celebrity boxing.
Celebrity boxing. It does feel like something ripped straight from the headlines of 2024, doesn't it?
It's a trend that's gaining traction.
Yeah.
Internet personalities stepping into the ring with seasoned pros.
And people are eating it up.
Some people love it.
Fresh faces, new narratives. It's definitely entertaining.
But there's a whole other side to it, too.
What do you mean?
A lot of people are critical of this whole celebrity boxing thing.
Really? Why?
They argue it's more spectacle than sport.
I can see that.
They question its legitimacy and worry about what it means for boxing as a serious athletic competition.
Yeah, it's a valid point.
Yeah.
Is it really about the sport anymore?
Or is it just about the hype, the drama, the potential for a viral knockout?
Where do you draw the line?
It's a blurry line for sure, and this fight seems to be right on that line.
Yeah, generating excitement and a whole lot of controversy.
It's a clash of personalities, generations, boxing styles.
A recipe for something truly unique.
And maybe a little unpredictable.
Speaking of unpredictable, let's throw some fun facts into the mix.
Oh, I love fun facts. Hit me.
Did you know that this fight has the biggest age gap in professional boxing history?
31 years, we already covered that.
Oh, right. But did you know that the undercard features Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
For several women's super lightweight titles.
A clash of titans in its own right.
Definitely. And then there's the MVP Owner's Experience ticket package.
What's that?
Get this. It costs a cool $2
million. $2
million
for a ticket package?
$2 million. It includes ringside seats, a pre-fight locker room visit with both Tyson and Paul.
Wow.
And a whole bunch of other VIP perks. I mean, talk about catering to the high rollers.
That's insane.
It really highlights the financial stakes involved.
Oh, absolutely. This isn't just about bragging rights.
There's serious money on the line.
Not to mention the potential for endorsements, sponsorships, movie deals.
A win here could be life-changing.
For either fighter, and let's not forget the trash talk.
Oh, the trash talk is epic.
Tyson was quoted saying, "As soon as I catch this guy, it's going to be totally over. He is going to run. He is going to run like a thief."
Classic Iron Mike. And Paul's response.
He said, "I am here to make $40 million and knock out a legend."
The confidence.
You got to admire it.
I mean, it's all part of the show, but you can tell there's some genuine animosity brewing.
The tension is building.
It's going to be explosive when they finally step into that ring.
No doubt about it.
So we've got age gaps, health scares, a clash of personalities.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars on the line. I'm hooked already.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Where do we go from here?
Well, next, I think we need to dive deeper into the implications of this fight.
What does it say about the evolving landscape of sports and entertainment?
Is this a sign of things to come or just a blip on the radar?
Ooh, those are some great questions. But before we get too philosophical, I think it's time we take a closer look at the fighters themselves.
Yeah, who are these guys, really?
And what are their chances in the ring?
Let's find out.
Stay tuned, deep divers. We're just getting started.
All right, so we're back and ready to dive deeper into this whole Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson showdown.
Yeah, we've talked about the hype, the money, the spectacle.
But now it's time to get to the heart of it.
The fighters themselves.
Exactly. Let's start with Jake Paul.
Okay. The YouTuber turned boxer.
27 years old, built a massive following online, and then made this crazy leap into the world of professional boxing.
You gotta admit, it takes some guts.
Oh, absolutely. He's not just playing around here. He's training seriously, taking on legitimate opponents, and racking up wins.
I've seen some of his fights.
Yeah.
And the guy can throw a punch.
He's got power.
He's got this aggressive, almost relentless style.
It's pretty captivating to watch.
It is. But do you think he has what it takes to go up against someone like Tyson?
Well, he's definitely shown he's got natural athleticism and power.
Yeah.
But critics argue he lacks the technical finesse and experience of a seasoned boxer.
I can see that.
They say he relies too much on his youth and athleticism.
Which might not be enough against Tyson.
Right.
Tyson the legend himself.
Even if you're not a boxing fan, you know the name.
Oh, absolutely. A force of nature in the ring.
Known for his knockout power, his intimidating presence.
But we're talking about a 58-year-old Tyson now.
Not the young, undefeated champion of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, that's the big question mark, isn't it?
Can he still tap into that legendary power?
Can he withstand the onslaught of a younger, hungrier fighter like Paul?
We can speculate all day long, but one thing's for sure. Experience counts for a lot in boxing.
That's true.
Tyson's been in the ring with the best of the best.
He's felt the pressure of championship fights.
He knows how to handle adversity.
That kind of experience is invaluable.
It is. It's the mental game, you know?
The ability to stay calm under pressure, to adapt, to anticipate your opponent's moves.
That's something you can't just learn overnight.
No matter how good your physical conditioning is.
Exactly. And while Paul has shown he's got the heart and determination to win, we haven't really seen him tested against someone with Tyson's level of experience and ring savvy.
So it's youth and power versus experience and legacy.
A clash of styles.
And personalities.
Oh, yeah. Both fighters have a lot to prove.
What do you mean?
For Paul, it's about silencing the doubters.
Showing the world he's more than just a YouTube sensation.
He wants to cement his place in the boxing world.
And for Tyson?
It's almost like a redemption story.
A chance to rewrite the ending of his career.
He's had his ups and downs both in and out of the ring.
And this fight could be his way of showing the world he's still got it.
Plus, let's not forget the financial stakes.
Oh, yeah, the $40 million purse.
But also the potential for future endorsements, sponsorships, even movie deals.
A win here could be life-changing.
Absolutely. It's almost like they're playing chess, not just boxing.
Each punch is calculated.
Not just to win the fight, but to shape their narrative, their future.
It's fascinating.
It really is, and it speaks to the broader trend we've been discussing.
The blurring of lines between sport entertainment and personal branding.
This fight is as much about marketing and creating a spectacle as it is about athletic competition.
So how do you see it playing out?
Honestly, it's anyone's guess.
Really?
Paul has youth and momentum on his side.
Tyson has experience and that legendary knockout power.
It could be a quick and decisive victory for either fighter.
Or it could be a grueling back-and-forth battle that goes the distance.
Who knows?
I'm on the edge of my seat already.
But before we get too carried away with predictions, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room.
Tyson's health.
Right. We can't ignore the fact that he had that ulcer scare earlier this year.
Throwing up blood on a plane is no joke.
And as we mentioned, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation is taking his health very seriously.
They're going above and beyond to make sure he's fit to fight.
Which is reassuring.
It is.
Yeah.
But it still raises a lot of questions.
Like,
is it ethical to allow someone with his medical history to step into the ring?
Even if he insists he's ready.
Where do we draw the line between personal autonomy and the responsibility to protect these athletes?
It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Definitely.
But it's a conversation that needs to happen.
As fans, we have a responsibility to be aware of the risks involved.
To ask tough questions.
And to demand transparency from the organizers and the fighters themselves.
It's a reminder that this isn't just about entertainment.
It's about real people putting their health and well-being on the line.
And that adds another layer of complexity to this already fascinating fight.
Absolutely. So as we move closer to fight night, let's keep these questions in mind.
And now let's delve into some of the more intriguing details surrounding this event.
Like that outrageous $2 million ticket package.
Oh yeah, $2 million for a VIP boxing experience.
Is it worth it?
Well, that depends on your definition of worth it.
I guess so.
If money is no object and you're looking for the ultimate bragging rights, I suppose it could be tempting.
But for the average fan,
it's certainly out of reach.
But it does speak to the level of hype surrounding this event.
People are clearly willing to shell out big bucks for a piece of the action.
It's like a modern-day gladiatorial contest.
But with Instagram influencers and Netflix deals thrown into the mix.
It's a fascinating reflection of our times, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. But beyond the spectacle and the exorbitant ticket prices, there's another aspect to this fight that we haven't discussed yet.
What's that?
The undercard.
Oh, yeah, the undercard. I almost forgot about that.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the co-main event features the highly anticipated rematch between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano.
For several women's super lightweight titles.
That fight alone is worth the price of admission.
Two incredibly talented and accomplished female boxers going head to head.
It's fantastic to see women's boxing getting this kind of spotlight on a major fight card.
I agree. I've heard great things about both of them.
They're both phenomenal fighters. And it's not just about the main and co-main events. The entire undercard is stacked with talented fighters.
Really? From rising stars to seasoned veterans.
Wow.
It's a testament to the organizers' commitment to showcasing the depth and diversity of the boxing world.
So even if you're not completely sold on the Paul Tyson matchup, there's still plenty to get excited about on this fight card.
It's going to be a night of nonstop action and entertainment.
And speaking of entertainment, let's not forget about the trash talking that's been going on between Tyson and Paul.
Oh, yeah. It's been heating up as we get closer to the fight.
Any highlights you want to share?
Well, Tyson recently said that Paul is going to run like a thief once he gets a taste of his power.
Oh, man. Classic Iron Mike. What is Paul's response?
He basically laughed it off and said, "I'm here to make $40 million and knock out a legend."
Confidence is strong with this one.
It's all part of the show, of course.
But you can tell there's some genuine animosity brewing between these two.
It's going to be explosive when they finally step into that ring together.
No doubt about it. It's the kind of buildup that boxing fans live for.
The trash talks, the stare downs, the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
It all adds to the anticipation and excitement.
But beyond the hype and the spectacle, this fight raises some interesting questions about the future of boxing.
Like what?
Like, is this a sign of things to come?
Are we going to see more and more celebrity boxing matches?
Will it become the norm?
And what does that mean for the sport itself?
Will it attract new fans and revitalize boxing? Or will it alienate traditionalists and dilute the competition?
These are all questions worth pondering as we approach fight night.
This fight is more than just a sporting event. It's a cultural phenomenon.
It reflects the changing landscape of entertainment.
And the evolving relationship between athletes and fans.
It's a fascinating conversation to be having.
And I'm glad we're having it here on the Deep Dive.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
But I feel like we've only just scratched the
There's
surface.
still so much to unpack.
But before we dive even deeper, I think it's time for a quick break.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be back in a flash to wrap things up and leave you with some final thoughts to chew on.
Okay, so we're back, and it's time to really dig into the heart of this Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson matchup.
We've covered a lot of ground.
The hype, the fighters, the money, the whole spectacle.
But now we need to talk about the elephant in the room.
Tyson's health.
Right. The guy had that ulcer scare, throwing up blood on a plane. That's not something you just brush off.
Especially when you're about to step into the ring with a guy like Jake Paul.
And Bolivip US reported that the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation is taking it seriously,
Oh yeah, they're reviewing his medical records, doing thorough physicals.
making sure he's fit to fight.
Which is good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's reassuring to know they're not just throwing him in there.
Definitely, but it still raises some ethical questions.
Yeah, like, is it really okay to let someone with Tyson's medical history fight?
Even if he says he's ready.
Where do we draw the line between personal choice and, the responsibility to protect these athletes?
It's a tough question, and there's no easy answer.
But it's a conversation we need to have.
Especially with these celebrity boxing matches becoming more common.
Right. It's not just about the entertainment anymore.
Yeah.
We have to consider the risks.
Absolutely. And this fight with the age gap and Tyson's health scare, it really highlights those risks.
It makes you think about the bigger picture.
Why are we so fascinated by these matchups?
Is it the nostalgia? The clash of personalities?
The unpredictability.
I think it's a bit of everything.
But you're right about the unpredictability. This fight is a total wild card.
Nobody knows what's going to happen.
You've got youth and power versus experience and legacy.
Tyson's health is a factor.
And then there's the mental game, the psychological
They
aspects.
both have so much to prove.
It's like a real-life drama unfolding.
And it's not just about the fighters either.
It's about us, the viewers.
What does our fascination with this spectacle say about our culture?
This fight is a reflection of our times.
The lines between sports entertainment and social media are so blurred.
Anyone can be a celebrity. Any event can go viral.
And this fight has all the ingredients for a global phenomena.
The money, the trash talk, the crazy ticket packages,
It's all designed to generate hype,
to draw in viewers.
to create a spectacle.
And it's working. The whole world is watching.
It's kind of mind-blowing that a fight between a YouTuber and a retired legend could create this much buzz.
But here we are.
It just goes to show the power of social media and streaming services.
The rules of the game have
So
changed.
is this the future of boxing?
Is this the future of entertainment?
Who knows?
Well, one thing's for sure, this fight is a sign of the times.
The old ways are giving way to something new.
Something different, something unpredictable.
And that's the beauty of it. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know who's going to win.
All we can do is watch and see what unfolds.
And maybe learn a little something about ourselves along the way.
So there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
We've explored the hype, the controversy, the ethical questions.
And the bigger cultural implications.
So as we approach fight night, remember to watch the fight.
Enjoy the spectacle.
But don't be afraid to ask the tough questions.
What does this fight say about the future of boxing?
What does it say about our culture,
Our values?
our fascination with celebrity?
And most importantly, what does it say about you?
Think about it, deep divers.
And until next time, keep those minds curious.
And those questions coming.
That's a wrap, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and join us next time for another deep dive into the most fascinating topics of our time.